7, extension 108.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and happy Memorial Day weekend. What a gorgeous, gorgeous day it's turning out here. The sky is beginning to break apart. We get some sunshine in beautiful Kennebunk, Maine, where I live. And it's going to be a great day to work in the garden. If you started, it's time to release the brake and step on the accelerator. Let's get out there and get some planting done. I even have Jared excited about planting. And Jared and his fiance have a little plot in Minnesota, and they're getting their garden done. So it's time that you get motivated, get out in the yard, and let's get it ready. Now, I know a lot of you want to use less insecticides and fungicides and things like that. There's a website that you should go to. It's called Organic Control. So www.organiccontrol.com. And they sell all kinds of organic insects to control insects in your garden. They sell ladybugs. They sell praying mantis. But they also sell different types of predatory insects, for example, that will control white fly. They will control red spider. If you have a little greenhouse and you've had red spider and you've tried all kinds of things, they sell an insect that eats just red spider. They also sell a little insect that if you've in the past have had those big green tomato hornworms on your tomatoes and you just can't stop it. They now sell a little fly that you release in your tomato garden, and the fly will go to the tomato hornworm. It lays an egg in the body of the tomato hornworm. The egg begins to expand, and it grows on the back of the caterpillar. And it looks like little pieces of puff wheat. Well, that's a parasitic wasp. So this is a really, really neat sight. They sell earthworms and earthworm casting. Again, praying mantis and all that. So check it out if you get a chance. www.organiccontrol.com. And they have some predatory insects that will take care of caterpillars. So if you've got tomato hornworm, if you've got the tents all over your trees, you release it and goodbye. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Barry on the line who has a problem with his garden.
Barry, tell me what's happening with your garden so we can solve the problem.
I hope you can, Paul.
We'll try.
Okay. 4 years ago, we dug out maybe a 40-foot area with bamboo and did all the Roundup stuff and it was gone, and it was gone last year, so 2 years ago, so we planted it. It is packed with perennials and shrubs and whatever, and now the bamboo is coming up through the perennials. Any suggestions?
Is it a garden that's all by itself, or is it coming in and you can see where it's coming from?
You can see where it's coming from.
Okay. So what's happening is the main clump is suckering underground.
Yep, that's right.
So what you're going to have to do, you can't use a weed killer in the perennial bed. So in the perennial bed, what you're going to have to do is manually pull it all out. And as soon as you see a shoot, if you can't yank it, then get yourself a good sharp knife or a pair of pruners and dig into the ground of an inch or two and cut it. Now, the main clump that's feeding these new suckers that are moving towards your garden. See, they're moving towards your garden because the soil is being fertilized by you. It's being watered by you. And this main clump is saying, hey, let's go to Barry's garden. There's food over there. There's water. And then what we'll do is we'll send out these little troops. They'll pick up the food, send it back to the main clump, and we'll get stronger. So you've got to remove all of the volunteers that are looking for food and water. And in the meantime, you've got to take a weed whacker or a machete or whatever you've got, and you've got to really hurt the main clump. Just get in there with vengeance, and this is war. Cut them right down to the ground, and when they come back up again, and they will within 2 weeks, just keep cutting it down. And that's how you hurt Japanese bamboo. You cut it down all of June, all of July. The second week in August is your last cutting. After the second week of August, it will come up. And it's going to make little tiny white flowers. At that point, you spray the mother clump, the main colony, with Roundup. Now, you can buy a product called Cleanup. Cleanup is the generic version of Roundup. It's twice as strong. Cleanup is 18%. I'm sorry, Roundup is 18%. Cleanup is 40%. If you can hit it once a week for 4 weeks, the last 2 weeks of August, as soon as you see the white flowers, in September, you're going to kill about 80% of it. But in the meantime, all of the volunteers that are running, looking for food and water in your perennial bed, pull them out or cut them and just keep doing it. Because every time you remove a branch, you burn energy from the mother plant. It has to send more energy over there to replace the one that you pulled out or cut. But you've got to hurt the main colony because that's where the energy is and it's sending out the volunteers. Okay. Jared, who's next?
Next up we have Marilyn, who has a couple questions about a weeping cherry and also about another product.
Okay. Marilyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have two problems. They've sort of gotten ahead of me this year. One is on a weeping cherry. It's pretty well been decimated, you know, by the worms.
Yeah, the little caterpillars.
Pardon me?
It's the little green caterpillars
right.
That are on there. Yeah.
Right. Can I still use spinosad, and will that leaf out again?
Yep. What you want to do, Mary, is you want to spray the tree what is left because those caterpillars are still there. And then get yourself some plant tone fertilizer and measure the diameter of the trunk. I have a weeping cherry. It's been in the ground 19 years. That's how old the house is. And it's about a 8-inch caliper. So I put like a 10-pound bag of plant tone with a crowbar, making a series of holes all the way around the tree. And I put a handful in each hole until the product's all gone. And then plenty of water, and it will resprout all new leaves. As soon as you see that the leaves are beginning to return, some of those caterpillars are still going to be there. So at the first sign of new growth, put the spinosad on it, and that will help it a great deal.
Okay. with over-the-top product. Throughout day lilies, I'm getting some tall grass. Do I clean it first and then use over-the-top?
Over-the-top has to be applied directly to the grass. Now, I haven't used it on day lilies yet. Read the label. Matter of fact, during the break, I will take a look. I have a bottle right here in front of me. I used everything that I had, and I was at Hyannis Country Gardens last Sunday, and they had just received an order of over-the-top. So I bought a bottle. And during the break, Marilyn, I will look and see if you can use it on daylilies, because daylilies are a grassy type plant, and you may not be able to use it. But at the break at 7:30, I will take a look, and when we come back, I'll give you the information on whether you can or cannot use it. Okay? How's that? Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Dora on the line, who's calling about a weeping cherry as well.
Dora, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. First off, Paul, I want to say that I'm hoping to look forward to seeing you at Damaris's in Manchester, New Hampshire on Father's Day. And
thank you.
I want to give my sympathy on your roadies, because we have two 50-year-olds. We lost half of them this year, too.
Yes.
So my question on the weeping cherries, we have two weeping cherries. We watch our plants grow and bud and break straight, the whole thing. And this year, they all came out with the little brown buds. I mean, they were loaded. And one tree didn't bloom out at all.
Dora, why don't you hold on, because we're coming up to a break and we'll take you.
Hi, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts here with homeowner Brad Oakley. What you writing there, Brad?
An apology note to my neighbor.
Oh, what happened?
Dandelions happened all over my lawn. Now those fluffy white seeds are blowing all over my neighbor's lawn.
Well, dandelions are trouble. They don't just look bad, they also steal essential nutrients from your lawn. Luckily, they're Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2.
That'll stop the dandelions?
Absolutely. It's formulated to kill dandelions and other tough weeds. And unlike bargain brands, it has no filler. So every single granule delivers 100% food and weed-killing power.
Sounds like a surefire way to kill those dandelions.
It is. And since Turf Builder also feeds you grass, you'll get a thicker, greener Turf Builder lawn.
Great. But what about my neighbor?
I'd pick up a bag for him, too. With dandelions popping up, this weekend is the perfect time to put down a bag of Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
This year, before you mulch your flower and shrub beds, apply Weed Grass Stopper from Fertilome. Will prevent your weeds from germinating for 1 year. Now plant your vegetable garden and apply Weed Grass Stopper when finished and put the weeder away. If grass is a problem growing in your perennial and shrub beds, spray them with the new Over the Top 2. Over the Top 2 will kill grasses but not hurt anything else. Over the Top 2 will also be used in a vegetable garden to kill grass.
Hello, gardeners. Would you like a beautiful landscape and amazing gardens without using chemicals? Try Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers. Neptune's Harvest products come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, nature's perfect source for the nutrients plants and soil need. No matter what you grow, Neptune's Harvest will make you look good. Go to neptunesharvest.com and see results like pumpkins over 1,600 pounds, plus much, much more. Look for us at your local...
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Marilyn, you just called about over-the-top tool. I opened up my bottle, the label on it, and you can use it with daylilies. But just read the label carefully. I mean, it will work on like 500 different plants, most of your vegetables. And I received an email from the company, and they have sold so much of the product, they are temporarily out. Noonan's Greenhouse in Georgetown, I know, has some. And last week I was at Country Gardens in Hyannis, and they had some. So if you live near those two, go and pick it up now, because it's going to be a while before they get it back in stock. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Dora. The break came just as we were talking, Dora. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I don't know where we were at when we got interrupted.
We were talking about the weeping crab on how it, weeping cherry, on how it had leafed out and it didn't blossom.
Yes, the buds were there, and on one tree nothing happened, but on the other tree it did bloom out and died right off. And I do have a little bit of growth coming out of the top of that one, and there is one branch that is still green. Is there any hope for these two guys?
Well, I mean, the one that has leafed out shouldn't be a problem. Is it a white weeping cherry or a pink?
Yes, white.
It's a white one, yeah. I have a white one in front of my house because it doesn't get as big. It's called Snow Fountain, and it does not bloom as long as the pink. If I get a week or 10 days for blooms, I consider myself lucky. You get a good strong wind or heavy rain, it all comes off.
Yes.
But if the tree has leafed out, it's fine. And it wouldn't hurt to you to feed with some plant tone fertilizer. That will help it a great deal to make additional foliage.
Okay.
Now, the one
just one branch of the tree has leaves on it. And there's two little sprouts coming out of the base of it where the branches branch out. There's two little sprouts coming out of one of them, but one of them has nothing at all.
Okay. The one that has nothing at all If it doesn't have any leaves by now, it's a sign that the tree did not survive the winter. So scratch the branches. If there's some green, then try using a liquid food. There's no sense putting a granular until you see growth. So if there's no growth, scratch. If there's green, then there's a possibility that's going to come back. If the one that only has one or two branches, then scratch anything that doesn't have any new growth. And if it's brown, remove all of those and see what the plant looks like. It may be that you want to wait another year and see if it will thicken, or you may want to replace it. But a lot of dieback on a lot of different plants this year. I have peony trees, three of them in the backyard. Last year, they averaged 6 and 7 flower buds on them. This year, when I was cleaning out the beds, I waited until the new growth started, and all three peonies have died back by 50%. And they've been in my bed for years and years. Out of the three, there's one flower bud on one. The other two have no buds on them. And as I said, last year, 6 or 7 flowers on each, but they're half the size. Dieback caused by the winter weather. Nothing we can do. Mother Nature has total control. And these three peonies have been in 6 years, so it's not like they were newly planted. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Gene, who has a question about repotting some plants.
Okay, Gene, good morning. How can we help you with your garden this morning?
Good morning, Paul. I talked to you about a month ago or so about a flower plant that was turning yellow, and I did as you asked. I sprayed it with Bonite all-purpose, general all-purpose. Then I called you back again because it was still turning yellow, and you told me I should take it out of the pot. This is about a 3-foot one, and look at the roots, and then after that I lost you, and I didn't know what to do or what do I look for, and how do I put it back in the pot again?
Okay. What you want to look at is the coloration of the roots. If the roots are creamy white or even a tan color, that's fine. But if the roots are turning brown or black, that's an indicator that you're giving it too much water and the roots are beginning to rot a little bit. So what you need to do is pull it out of the pot, let the root ball dry out in an area where it's not going to get any direct sun for a day. Put it back in a container and cut back on the amount of water, and that should help the plant tremendously. It could be that it's pot bound and needs to be repotted if it looks like a massive spider nest of roots. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural 4-step lawn care program is just what the name implies. 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's time to apply Lawn Booster, step one in Organica's all-natural 4-step lawn care program.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. financing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything, and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business. How would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now. With the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit, its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Well, we're going to work real hard. We're going to get all of our vegetables planted, our new annuals, put in some perennials, some shrubs and trees. We put compost in the ground. We really do a good job to get them in. And then we have to wait till Mother Nature does her thing. Well, sometimes we get ambushed with animals like rabbits, woodchucks, squirrels, chipmunks, and yes, the neighbor's cat can create a problem too. And I wanted to give you a head start and give you some ideas of things that you can do to eliminate the animals from destroying all of your hard work. We've asked Ron Boy from the Shakeaway Company to join us this morning, and he's going to tell you about some new technology in controlling animals that could destroy your hard work, and it can happen very, very quickly. Ron, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
How are you today?
I'm very well. And yourself?
Terrific, terrific. It's a good weekend. Everybody's going to be out there planting their garden. And I know that Shakeaway has been working really hard, doing a lot of testing, and they've come out with some new products that is really going to help our garden. Tell us what people can do for the biggest problem that we have here in the Northeast is the woodchuck. How can we at least slow down the animals from destroying all of our hard work?
Well, our Shakeaway fox urine and granules used to be called small critter repellent until we were EPA approved last year. What that product is able to do is steer the groundhogs, or woodchucks as some people call them, away from the valued plant in the yard or garden. What we do is we do repeated applications, preferably once a week, and by the third week, you reach maximum effect. And what it does is the groundhogs steer the other way, whether it be to different parts of the yard or maybe off to the neighbors, but avoid the areas that have been treated. We've had an awful lot of success doing that. What we're not able to do, and other repellents may claim to but are not able to do as well, is evict them from their burrows. That becomes very, very difficult and really requires the use of a trap or someone actually, you know, in farm country, shooting them maybe, or poisons, none of which are we in that line of business. But we're very, very good at steering them away from the valued plants.
Now, is this something that people should use the Shakeaway on their gardens now before the animals have come, or should they wait until they see damage occurring?
Well, oftentimes it's a predictable situation where the person knows as soon as they put their plants in the ground they're under attack, or maybe it always happens in July, or it always happens a certain time of year. I always encourage customers to start applying 3 weeks prior to the anticipated problem. Now, sometimes we can't anticipate that, so as soon as possible would be the answer. If someone plans on putting plants in the ground next week and they always have problems with groundhogs or rabbits, I would certainly recommend starting to apply now and getting ahead of the curve, so to speak, and getting that repellency build up. Well, what our technology does is it gives these prey animals like rabbits and woodchucks the impression that a predator animal has taken up a territory, so to speak, in their yard. And nature tells the animal to avoid the interaction with a predator. Rabbits, for instance, have their natural predator is a red fox or gray fox. And by taking their urines, we're able to put them onto our absorbent granules and allow the customer to make a mock territory of that predator right in their yard.
Now, if you have a vegetable garden, let's say is 25 feet by 25 feet, and you wanted to make sure that the animals knew that there was a possibility of a predator, how far around the garden, you know, how far apart, and would you put it in the garden or on the outskirts of it?
On something as small as 25 by 25, and I only say small because we've taken our Shakeaway products into the agricultural scene, and I'm treating up to 5-acre vineyards right now in the Finger Lakes region of Western New York with great success. 25 by 25 was something I would treat the perimeter. A very light sprinkling around the perimeter once a week would be sufficient.
And you would do that for a three-week period?
I would do it for as long a window as you have an anticipated problem. So oftentimes the listeners that you have are planting vegetables, and not only are the plants under attack, but certainly the fruits and vegetables that are born from that are also under attack. I know woodchucks have this neat little habit of taking a few bites out of every pumpkin or squash and not leaving a lot of waste, not eating the whole thing. And
right.
So we're looking at getting a three-week jump on the anticipated problem, but also treating throughout summer once a week, Paul.
Okay. Now, if you get a heavy rain, will you have to reapply sooner?
Not necessarily. One of the features with Shakeaway is our weatherproofness of our product. What these granules do, they act like small sponges, and if you look at them under a microscope, they're porous in nature. And what the customer is able to enjoy is the fact is that these granules are swollen in the bottle, and once they're applied to the ground, they begin a shrinking process over 7 days. Well, if you have rainfall on those, they actually re-swell, take on water, dilute the urine inside, but once the rain stops, it begins a new release cycle. So one could imagine where you've almost regenerated the granule to some extent. Now, we recommend adding once a week or every 6 to 8 days. If it was going to be rain heavily on day six, certainly I'd want to wait till day seven to apply my next dosage, yes.
Terrific. Okay. Now, the shake away products that will take care of the woodchucks will take care of other problems also.
Yep.
Things like squirrels and chipmunks and
yep.
things. If I have a friend who has a patio, and the chipmunk has made a hole between the flagstone, and he'll literally come out and laugh at the people inside the house and then go throughout the yard and make holes and dig up bulbs and things like that. How would you treat an area like that?
Well, certainly I put a little bit in the burrows that the animal frequents, but I would look for the places that he goes and try to treat those as well. Sometimes it's flower boxes. Sometimes, like say, it's in mulch or bedded areas that have bulbs and things like that. But, you know, begin that once-a-week regimen on those animals. Our fox urine granules list rabbits, woodchucks, and possums, but we've had a lot of success with other animals like squirrels, chipmunks, and raccoons and such. But those animals, those three animals I just mentioned, are on a EPA public health pest list, which a lot more data is required by the US EPA in order to put those animals on your label. And we're in the middle of, we've submitted those results to the EPA, but we're waiting for an approval from them so we can add them to our next generation of labels. But certainly our products are, we'll work on more species than what our label lists, absolutely.
Terrific. Now, you also have a new product this year that I've had real good results. I have a neighbor who is wonderful. I mean, you can't ask for a better neighbor, but he's got a cat, and the cat will come over and use my garden as a giant litter box. Tell us about the domestic cat repellent.
Well, what a lot of people, aren't aware of is that a domestic cat is one of the number one food sources for wild coyotes. And what we're able to do is take our coyote urine, put it on our granules, and label it as a cat repellent product. And it's very successful. In my eyes, our very best product because it's so foolproof. What we're able to do is change the patterns of these cats. And oftentimes what we're really doing in the big picture is steering our problems to our neighbor, the next person down beyond them. But by treating these areas we're using as litter boxes, these cats avoid that coyote odor very quickly and give you the response you're looking for. So taking advantage of that predator-prey relationship within nature has worked very well for a lot of our customers.
Now, this can be the cat repellent, and all of your other repellents can all be used where you have food crops, right?
Yes, absolutely. One of the beauties, now that I'm taking this into agriculture, and particularly the grape industry, which I'm working very closely with, what they love about our product is they can use our repellent right up to the point of harvest, whereas things they spray on fruits have to be discontinued 30 days prior to harvest due to obvious reasons with those repellents and chemicals getting into the pressed grapes and such. By being able to take shake away and put it around the base of the plants versus on the fruit and plants itself, allows the customer to have no worries about ingesting these products, washed or not washed, and still have an excellent repellent to take advantage of.
Now, what is the grape industry using the shake-away for? What type of problems?
It's mainly deer problems, Paul. I've been doing a lot of work for 3 years with them, and we sell our products in 12-pound and 60-pound containers as well for agricultural use. And they have, depending on the variety of which, until I became intimate with the industry, I didn't realize how many varieties of grape there are, but there happens to be several dozen. Certain varieties are subject to plant damage when the young new growth comes up and the farmer wants to preserve a new vine. He has a very old orchard, and the new shoots that come out near the roots are called suckers, and what we're able to do is preserve that tender sucker growth that the deer enjoy after the fawns are up and moving around. But the other thing is obviously protecting fruit as the sweetness of the grape, they call the sugar level Brits in the grape industry. as the sugar levels rise, it becomes more inviting to the deer, and we're able to predict when that is based on years past and start 3 weeks prior. And we've had some incredible results where we're taking vineyards that are receiving 50% damage and shut them down to less than 1% damage in these vineyard situations, which means a lot of money to these farmers.
Oh, it sure does. I mean, and go through, it's something that you get one shot. So
yeah.
you work all year for that one crop, and if the deer come in and destroy everything, it can be a real problem.
Very painful in the pocketbook.
Yeah, very, very painful. One other thing. People that have fruit trees, and they'll have animals that will nibble on the branches, like deer. Can they put the shakeaway products around their fruit trees to keep the rabbits from eating the bark or the deer from eating the tips of the branches?
Absolutely. We have two ways of treating that. Our granules, of course, our coyote urine granules in the case of deer, or our fox urine granules in case of the rabbits and such, around the perimeter of the tree. But also we have our coyote urine packs. They're labeled as deer repellent packs that you're able to attach to the tree in winter situations, so that if you're expecting snowfall or you annually get snowfall, if you're far enough north, you can hang these from the tree and get the benefit of shakeaway granules above the snow level. Therefore, the odor doesn't get buried in the snow. But absolutely, our products work very well in the situation.
Wonderful. Now, just to let's go back a little bit. Shakeaway, the active ingredients, they're totally organic, totally natural.
Mm-hmm.
They're people, if they want to keep their garden organic, this is a safe way. And tell us about what the active ingredients are in there.
Sure. We have two different things. It's a very simple product, actually, in the fact that there is only two different things. One, we have our carrier, which is it's a ground rock, and this type of rock we use in particular has porous properties to it that acts like small sponges. We grind that up to the size that comes through the holes nicely in the top of our bottle, but the other ingredients are active, and it's animal urines. We keep foxes and coyotes in kennel situations, so they live on a plastic grating, and the kennels are clean every day and overseen by a veterinarian, and they live a very good life, actually.
Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you, or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf.
My yard is my getaway, just steps from my door. It's where I unwind, spend time with family, and entertain friends. A relaxing setting, where beautiful flowers and wonderful fragrances bring back the joys of life. I love how Garden Splendor plants make these moments at home even more special.
Garden Splendor, the plants worth remembering.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term, storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've been talking with Ron Broy, and he's from the Shakeaway Company, and this is a really unique product. The active ingredients are coyote and fox urine that tells the animals in your yard that you better be careful, because there's a possibility that you could be supper instead of your garden being supper. The animals that are destroying your yard could be the supper. Ron, tell us about your website where people can get more information about the Shakeaway products.
Actually, we just came, introduced a new website in the last 30 days, and it's, of course, www.shakeaway.com, and it's got a lot of features on it where the customer can learn more about the products. It helps our retailers better understand the product and give them some ways of promoting our product. We're going to be adding some video clips to that to show, be able to show people exactly how to do something visually versus in words. It's a very interesting website, and it's going to get better with time.
Now, is there a dealer locator? So if people want to know where they can purchase a product nearby, and can they order on the website?
Absolutely. We have a very nice dealer locator where the person inputs their zip code, and it gives a choice of radiuses where it could be, I believe it's like 10 miles, 50 miles, or 100 miles from their house, and find all the dealers within that radius of their zip code, which is very handy. And, yes, you can order on the website, or you can order 3800 number, which is 800-517-9207. And the other thing that we have available through the 800 number is some consultation abilities for myself. Any customer that would like more details or some specific instruction on their situation, these this information is passed on to me, and I work one-on-one with the customer. And we have a lot of happy customers around the country that we've been able to tailor for specific situations. And everybody's situation is unique, and we've been very successful at making custom directions for that situation to help them be successful.
That's wonderful, because I don't know of any company that does that. So give us the website one more time.
It's www.shake-away.com. And right before we went to break there, we were talking about the organicness or the organic classification of our product. And last year, I just wanted to mention this, in 2008 we were registered by OMRI, which is the Organic Materials Review Institute in Oregon. And what they do is they review products that are claiming to be organic and give the organic gardener or customer some guidance as to the legitimacy of these products. And we're proud to be a member of theirs, and the organic farmer or gardener can be reassured that our product is 100% organic.
Ron, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know you want to get out in your garden and get some planting done, and we appreciate all of your time. Thank you.
I am headed out. It's been my pleasure. Take care, Paul.
You too. Bye-bye. If we can help you, we have another 3 hours of gardening here that we can work together. Some of the stations may be leaving, but you can go to www.paulparent.com, and you can listen live. And also, we have podcasting set up on the website. We also, you can listen during the week. So if Sundays are a busy time for you, going to an early mass, going to play golf, fishing, and during the week you have some time, just go back to the website and you can listen to the program any day of the week, any time of the week. That way you don't miss any of the information. We're just trying to help you out so that you can become a better gardener. And remember, you were not born a gardener. I was not born a gardener. It's through my education at the University of Massachusetts, through my more than 30 years of working at a retail garden center and talking with the various companies, so that's how I've picked up my information. You can't say to yourself, oh, that's a dumb question, I don't want to ask anybody. That's the way that you learn. I mean, when you went to school, if you had a question, didn't you raise your hand and ask the teacher? Well, this is what this program is about. You pick up the phone, you dial 800-259-9231, and we try and answer all of your gardening questions. It's as simple as that.